We're up to Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph, the third line, the Gemara. Had our notice of Yehuda said the name of Rav, the Pesach is Orech Chatzamei Ba'amah, V'Orech HaChamishim HaChamishim, so you see you have to use a measuring stick, a measuring rope of 50 Amos. So Gemara says, I needed to tell you that the Mishkan was situated 50 Amos in. So Gemara says, then the Pesach should have said Chamishim Bach, Chamishim Chamishim. What's Chamishim Bach? Chamishim teaches both, that you need a measuring of 50 and the Mishkan was placed 50 Amos in. Leipos Le'yosa says not any less because he makes it more, and not more because then he's reminded there's a slack and there's less room. Rava said, you don't measure only with the Hevel of Afsakim. What's Afsakim? Rava said, Nagila, what's Nagila? He said that string that grows around the palm tree. Some say, what's Afsakim? Rava said, Nagila, which we don't know what it is. Rianka says, Dikla Dechad Navra, which is the string that grows around the palm tree. Then the Rise of Shulchan said, there's nothing that's good for Medida more than chains of metal. But what should we do? Because the Torah said, you had the Hevel Medida. It says in the Pasuk, you had the Ishkana Medida, a measuring stick. That's to measure the doorways. Rabbi said the three ropes, Magag, Natsar, and Pishta. Magag is reeds, Natsar is willows, and Pishta is flax. So Magag is used for Paraduma, because they tied it with the Hevel of Magag, and they put it on top of the where the animal was. Of willows, Arov is for Soit, it says he brings a Hevel Mitzvah and ties it above her breasts. And Pishta and flax is used for Medida, for measuring. He was measuring and he arrived. Vincent says he goes back to Zmida, is a raya that if he can't be mavliya, he goes back to the place where he can be mavliya, and he's mavliya, and he sees connected to me, then he goes back. It's a raya. If he's measuring, he got to the valley. If he could be mavliya, and the string of 50 ounces is mavliya. If not, he goes to the place where he could be mavliya, and mavliya. And he sees and goes back to his meat. If it was a crooked a valley, he just punctures and goes up, and punctures and goes down. He got to the wall. We don't say puncture the wall. We just measure it, estimate it, and you run. We said him off the end, then he goes back to Midas. It says over there he could use it, it's not so slanty. Here he can't use it, it's so slanty. Midas said to him, Shmuel, Dafka, the plumb line doesn't go down connected towards him. And now we're up to one base. But if the chut of Ishkaris goes down towards him, he measures it a good measurement. What's the depth of the valley? Rav Yosef says 2,000 amos. Abai said, it says 100 deep. And wide 50 mavliya, if not, then not mavliya. So he says he holds like a mayor, because the mayor said, even if it's deep 2,000, but it's wide 50, is mavliya. Some said, even more than 2,000. It's not like the Tanakam, not like a chayim. So he said, over there, we're speaking about that the chut of Ishkaris doesn't go down straight down. Here's because it goes down, and it can walk. So the one says, if the plumb line doesn't go down, how much? I think he said 4 amas. So to Rami Cheska said 4 amas. He got the mountains, Mavliya, and his chayz medasa. Rav said, Dafka, when do we say this? Only a mountain that's mislaka 10 from 4. But a mountain that's mislaka 10 from 5, it's a little bit easier to do a good measurement. Rav Hunabed Nassim learned Lakula. Rav said, Dafka, har mislaka b'tech chamish, that's when you do Mavliya. Har mislaka b'tech asar b'tech dal, there you just evaluate and gone. As long as it doesn't go out of the tchum, that's the reason of Kansas Xero, because you might say that there's a midah of tchum and got outside the tchum. If he came mavliya, the tchum learned Ari Makadrin, the lower one does it towards his heart, the upper one connected to his feet. By so we paskin and don't puncture only with a string of 4 amos. So Nachman said the name of Rabbi Avua, paskin and don't puncture, don't do Makadrin, not by Eglarufa, not by Aramikul, which is the Raisa, you have to do a proper measurement. Mishnah said you don't measure only a mumcha. If you made too much for one place and it was mamayit for one place, you listen to the one place that you made more. If he was mamayit for one place and marba for one place, you listen to merub and the Gemara says, what's the double lashon there? Even a slave, even a shifch is named to say to us chumshavs because the chum didn't say to be machmer, only to be mekel. This is the end of Daf Nun Ches.